Well, how did they keep warm in winter before that?
I don't know, John. Maybe they had pet dragons.
Luckily, these days, you only have to visit Magnus Benro to get warmed up.
We have a full range of heating products, from oscillating heaters and fan heaters
through to oil heaters and flame effect heaters.
We have dehumidifiers, and we can do a great quote on heat pumps.
We even have blankets.
Warm up for winter with Magnus Benro. Hey, you're not John.
You're not John.
The Perfect Commuter, 2009 1.3 5-door Toyota Yaris packed with features with a 2-year unlimited mileage warranty. Priced to sell for just $14,990. Limited stock, see us soon. Number one on the show.
My name is Serena and I had my first baby girl 12 hours ago.
My name is Kim and I gave birth to our first daughter 6 days ago.
I can't believe I actually did it.
So she's been sleeping and feeding really well and a little bit squawky, but kind of cute squawky.
This is the first day of my life. Swear I was born right in the doorway.
The whole experience of childbirth is pretty overwhelming, but you get there in the end.
The first thing that went through my head when I saw her was I just couldn't believe that she was ours and that, you know, we'd been blessed with such a perfect little gift.
When I first looked at Isabella, it was complete adoration.
The feeling that you have is so overwhelming that you actually forget all the pain and horror that you've just been through.
My husband did really well in the delivery suite. He didn't need any gas either. I was a bit mean to him, though.
I think we were quite prepared, partly because she was 9 days overdue and I was getting a tad impatient. But also, we've been married for almost 7 years, so we were really ready.
But I realised that I need you, and I wondered if I could come home.
In preparation for having our baby, I've done lots of online shopping that my husband's not really aware of.
I think we were as prepared as you can be. I mean, of course, no one's prepared for all the nuances of being a new parent, like poo explosions and complete scream fest.
I had a vision of what I wanted her room to look like, and my father has kindly painted the cot for us white just in time.
I guess my biggest hope is that she knows always that she is loved.
Yours is the first face that I saw. I was blind before I met you.
My hopes for her, I hope she fulfills her dreams and her aspirations.
Dad hopes that she will love the All Blacks and one day grow up to be New Zealand's best soccer player. My hopes are a little different. We're just completely enamoured and blown away by this little life that we have been entrusted with.
Unconditional love. Yeah, this is beautiful.
Real life, your slice of life.
With John Cowan.
On Newstalk ZB.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to
Well, here's a bit of Dean Martin like for you that Di's picked for us tonight. My guest tonight, Di Vivian, from Grandparents Raising Grandchildren. You're a Dean Martin fan?
I am indeed.
Do you remember his show where he used to come?
Yes, I definitely do.
Sliding down the pole and
onto the piano. Yes. Cigarette in one hand and a glass in another.
You're never sure whether it was an act or not, how inebriated he was.
No, he weren't.
But he had a lovely voice.
He did indeed.
And was it a time and place song, or was it just a fan of that music?
Oh, just a bit of a fan of that music. He had such a smooth voice.
Yes, it did, yeah. And now, that was a nice little bit of production before the music, those new mums talking about their babies and their aspirations and things. And I guess all of us as new parents, we feel a bit gooey like that.
We do indeed.
Now, you've raised your own children, you've raised foster children, you've now raised some grandchildren.
Correct.
When you were raising your own children, did you feel a bit like that, sort of all full of hope and everything, and you enjoy being a mum?
I love being a mum. I was married very, very young. I was only 17 when I got married.
Gosh.
And we're coming up to our 45th wedding anniversary.
Well done.
So when I had the first baby, it was, to me, a very young girl like that. It was like playing house, I think, when I think back.
Yes, with a real-life doll.
Yeah, with a real-life doll. But, you know, when you think about it, these children are your children forever.
Yeah.
You know, my son's now 40, 41, and he's still every day in my life and still ringing up, as are my other children.
Mm.
But, you know, being a parent lasts forever.
Mm.
It really does.
Right. You must have really liked parenting, because you also fostered children.
That's correct, yes.
How does someone come to the decision that they're going to foster children?
Well, I think it's hard to say. My daughter says to me, "Mum, you just care too much about other children. Hmm. You've just got a big heart and you care for the whole world." In actual fact, that's something she sent me on Facebook today. I love my mummy who cares for the whole world. But we just felt we had love in our hearts to take in other children.
Yeah.
And I can't bear children that are suffering. Mm. I can't bear to see them suffering. So we were in a position that we could help out, and indeed we did. We took on two foster children.
Right. Now, and so you gave them a home, you gave them the foundation. They came to you, didn't come to you as babies, though, did they?
No, they didn't. Both the girls came at 14 years of age.
Right.
So, you know, they were pretty hardwired to begin with.
Right.
And as a result, one is still in our family to this day,
mm-hmm.
and very much part of our family. In fact, my daughter calls her sister.
Yes.
The other one sadly fell by the wayside, and it's her children that we're raising.
Okay.
Our grandchildren today.
Right. So it was your foster child's grandchildren that...
Children.
We call a heart family. A heart family.
A heart family.
Okay, so it's not the blood ties, but there's the love ties.
Absolutely the love ties.
Right. And so these little... tell us about your entrance into this grandparents raising grandchildren thing. How old were the kids when they came to live?
They were 4 and 6. They had not... Well, the 6-year-old had barely been to school, severe asthmatic, severely traumatised children. They'd seen far too much and heard far too much.
Yeah.
When they first came to our home, there was no routine in their lives at all.
Mm.
I can remember one night waking up and I could hear water running.
Mm.
And the girls had decided it was great to get up and clean the house at 1 o'clock in the morning. By doing that, they put in the plugs and just turned on all the taps and all the bathrooms. Then decided to wash all the walls and the windows down with toothpaste. I mean, I can laugh now, but I certainly wasn't laughing at that point in time. But it took, you know, it took about a good 2 years to get them into a routine and to get them settled down.
Hmm.
And they were going to what was called supervised access, where the parent came and saw them at a supervised access centre where we delivered the children and she had a visit for a couple of hours and then we picked them up. And it just traumatised the children more and more and more. They didn't want to go, and they were told things that they shouldn't have been told.
Mm.
So, yes, it did take a long while to settle them down into routine. There's no two ways about that.
That would be a common experience of the grandparents?
Very, very common experience.
Right.
Because these children, you know, some of them have seen murders, some of them have seen suicides. You know, they've seen some pretty horrendous stuff.
Yeah. And I just can't imagine how you'd ever get over that. And I imagine some of these kids are going to be limping in a mental sense.
They are. And that's another thing I really can't understand, because I think any child that needs to be removed from its parents to go and live somewhere else should be getting automatic free counselling.
Yeah.
For as long as they need it.
Yeah.
And boy, do they need it.
Mm. And so routine. I know
routine's really important.
When we're doing these DVDs for you, that was one of the things that his grandparents said, that, you know, routine became their friend.
Absolutely.
It takes a long time, but after a while, things start running on clockwork again.
They do, and routine and very good food at a regular time every night.
Yeah.
You know, because they're used to living, perhaps not getting any food at all, or helping themselves to the food, whatever they could find.
Yeah.
So good old three veg and meat.
Right.
Yep.
Now, it must have worked, because I've met one of your grandchildren, Danielle, and she was delightful.
Yes.
And she's off into her life, and she's working animation work, I think.
She's studying. Yes.
And you had a Mother's Day card for her. Would you like to read it to you? Now, you'd think if you were the wicked stepmother. Well, I guess you're a step-grandparent, aren't you, really? Are you?
No, I'm her grandma. I'm her nan, yes.
Well, if you'd done a really tragic, miserable, rotten, wretched job of it, you wouldn't get a card like this.
I wouldn't get a card like this.
So read out what she's written.
So basically it says on the front of it, "With love and thanks on Mother's Day, especially for you. Dear Nan, it's hard to say thank you with a card, but thank you for always being there for me through everything good and bad. I love you so much. I love you from Dan."
Okay. Well, you're now on the receiving end, I guess, of the payback, I guess. The gratitude. But there must have been a long time with not much gratitude from anyone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're quite right. There has been a lot of that going around. But,
hey,
we're big people.
Okay. Now, you're an experienced parent. Mm-hmm. You've already raised your own family, then the foster children. You've mentioned that one of the things that's different is these kids are starting behind the starting mark as regards their mental health. They've got issues and problems. What else is different about the situation that grandparents find themselves in when they're raising grandkids?
Often the grandparents may be on a fixed income. Mm. A number of them may have retired and be on their pension.
Yeah.
And then they get these children that have arrived on their doorstep.
Right.
They may have downsized their home. So they may be living in just a two-bedroom unit.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that's not big enough. They need more room.
And they certainly would have got rid of all their kids' clothing and toys
yes,
and everything.
Absolutely. That's all gone by the by. And invariably, these children, when they do come to grandma's door, arrive with very, very little.
Yeah.
I mean, ours arrived with clothing that was 2 years younger than what they actually were.
Yeah.
In a small bag.
And so you basically had to provide everything for them?
Yes,
now,
you do.
I don't know whether it's changed, but I remember hearing that when you took on your grandchildren, there wasn't actually any support for them apart from... Well, what support were
the
you
support
able to...
The support you were able to get was the unsupported child benefit from work and income.
Yeah.
Now, that the trust has lobbied for over 9 years to get that up to the basic payment that foster carers get.
Okay.
So we managed to get that done. But what foster carers get is they get what we call add-ons. Mm. And that could be a clothing allowance, which makes a huge difference.
Mm.
You know, the school fees being paid for.
Mm.
You can imagine, I mean, nearly half of our database is solo grandmas. And incidentally, we do have granddads raising on their own as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is tough.
Mm.
It is tough.
Okay. Now, so at present, what else would you like to see to make it fair, do you reckon?
I would like to see automatic free counselling for all children that mm-hmm. need to be removed from their parents.
Yeah.
I would also like to see parity with the foster care. Because when you've got a woman, some of our members, you know, this is another thing that astounded us in our research. Majority of grandparents raising grandchildren, 50 to 59, followed closely by 60 to 69. Okay. I know a number of grandparents and great-grandparents in their 70s and 80s.
Raising little kids.
Yes, correct.
Right. Wow, there's all sorts of the things that they're just that being at that stage of life means. I mean, you first of all, you're looking to perhaps wind your life down and perhaps enjoy, put your feet up a bit more.
Well, I mean, you've got to give up your bowls or your bridge or whatever and go back to doing homework and cooking fish fingers and peas at 5 o'clock at night.
Right.
Reality.
Probably puts them out of step with their friends.
It does too. You lose all your friends. They're all going on their late OEs or whatever, and all of a sudden you've got these little ones here.
Yeah. And, man, that must be tough.
It is
tough. So no wonder you've got an organisation where people are calling you up going, help.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, after the break, we'll find out a little bit more about how you founded the organisation, what it does, and perhaps what people might like to do. And we'll also open the talkback lines, 0800 80 10 80. Di has got a lot of experience and a lot of wisdom and has dealt with all sorts of situations through grandparents raising grandchildren. Maybe you've got a situation there you'd just like a bit of advice on, or perhaps you'd like to share your part of your story, part of your journey. Maybe you are a grandparent raising grandchildren, or you've had some dealing with the organisation. You'd like to share your experiences. So 0800 80 10 80, or you can text from your cell phone through to 9292. Bear in mind that'll cost you 20 cents or whatever it costs you to send a text. This is Real Life. I'm John Cowan, and I'm delighted to have as my guest tonight the founder of Grandparents Raising Grandchildren, Di Vivian.
Phone 0800 80 10 80 to join Real Life with John Cowan or email reallife@newstalkzb.co.nz.
Hello, I'm Meg from Millie's. If you like ice cream like I do, we have 30% off all Cuisinart ice cream machines, vibrant colours and works like a dream. So now you can make ice cream and sorbet at home. See you in store.
The girls from Millie's are here to tell you about their big brand sale. It's on now for a limited time and it's the first in 2 years. Millie's Kitchen Shops, Three Lamps and the Strand Parnell. Big brand sale on now. Millie's, where people meet who love to cook.
If City Sales could show you they've achieved record prices in at least 5 buildings last year and so far 3 buildings this year, would it be smart to list that apartment with us and pay a fee to achieve these prices and have 50 people work for you, not one lonely salesman? 15 years, the authority in the city apartment market, and we just get better. Call me Martin Dunn directly, 303601. I'll make you a promise. You will be impressed. CitySales.co.nz.
Licensed real estate agent.
Community notices with quality furniture from Danske Möbler. Enjoy huge savings at the Sealy Beds and Bedroom Furniture Sale on now.
The North Shore Male Choir's annual fundraising variety concert in support of the North Shore Hospice will be held on Sunday, 20th of May at 2 p.m. in St. Peter's Church, Takapuna. Tickets are $15 per person and available.